Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. This is Sergio. I'm here with Lacera Boyce. She is filing out for NEC. I hope you can help me out from here.
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you so much. Ms. Boyce, you are in the best hands right now. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No. Well, I mean, that's what I've been doing. I'm not sure. I've just been getting transferred and transferred and transferred. So I don't know. I just found some documents, did the verification, and now I'm here.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Correct.
And was this for a loved one or was it for your child?
For my child.
And was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Yes, he is a boy.
Okay. And when was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed August 18th of
2019. And then besides the NEC diagnosis, does he have any other ongoing stomach issues, ongoing gastrointestinal conditions, neurological damage?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. So no other serious or long-lasting issues, no stomach problems?
No. And when he does, it's because of the NEC.
Okay. So he still gets some issues sometimes, but...
No, ma'am.
Okay. So then would you say yes to the ongoing gastrointestinal issues?
Yes.
Just, okay.
Yes.
And then was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given the formula or was it after?
After the formula.
And do you remember what brand of formula was used?
He was on Similac Neosure.
Similac... And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the name of that hospital where he was diagnosed?
Medical Center of Arlington.
Is that the one on 3719 Arlington Avenue? In
It is. No, it is 3301 Matlock Road in Arlington, Texas.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then what was the gestational age at birth?
I was 28 weeks, so 7 months.
28 weeks. And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home and you went back?
While I was in the hospital.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
His birth is August 2nd, 2019.
So he's about 5 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
And was anyone else affected by the formula as well? Any other siblings or relatives?
No, ma'am.
And do you have his birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is his first and last name?
First name is Jahari, J-A-H, Jahari, A-R-I, Last name is Bolden. B for boy, O-L, B for dog, E, N for Nancy.
Thank you. And then his social?
I don't have his social. I do know the last four of his social.
Okay, yeah, what's the last four?
1-866.
866. And then for your first name, I have L-A-C-I-R-A.
Yes.
Last name, B-O-Y-C-E.
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
October 14, 1992.
And your social?
439-85-1637.
And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
And for your email, I have reneecira@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current home address?
It is 3900 San Mateo Drive, Plano, Texas, 75023.
Thank you. And then you said you do have official documents to show you are power of attorney. You have his birth certificate?
Yes. And I sent it when I was just on, before I got transferred, I had to send it to someone.
Okay.
So I'll send it again if I have to.
Okay. And then your first and last name that I spelled out earlier, is that the same spelled on the birth certificate?
Yes.
And during your pregnancy, did you have any of the following issues? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency?
No, but when I was born, so before they even diagnosed him, they induced me because I had an amniotic fluid infection.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, immediately after he was born, he went to the NICU, and him being in the NICU, they gave him milk because I couldn't come down there at first. So he was taking that Similac, and that's how we kind of figured out, like, okay, something is wrong. This milk is not working. And then that's when they started doing the tests, the x-rays, and the blood work and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So how long was he in the NICU for?
He was in the NICU 60 days. Well, no, he was in the NICU, like, I'm going to say, like, 58 days, because the last 2 days he came up out of the NICU.
Okay. So his discharge date from the NICU was around October?
He was discharged, yeah, October 1st. So he was in the NICU 10 days. Yeah, he was in the NICU 10 days. Like a week and a half. So yeah, 10 days.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't in the NICU from when he was born until October?
No, he was in the hospital. So he was in the hospital until October the 1st.
Oh, I
but
see.
But he in the NICU for 10 days.
Do you know when he went into the NICU, what day that was?
The day that he was born. Oh, August 2nd.
Okay. So the NICU admission date is August 2nd, 2019, and then he was discharged from the NICU October 1st of 2019.
Yes,
okay. And then he was born premature, and he was born in Texas, correct?
Yes.
And he was diagnosed while he was in the NICU?
He was diagnosed on August the 18th.
Yeah, so while he was still in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was his birth weight?
He was 3 pounds.
Gosh. And you said he started drinking formula basically from when he was born until.
So for like 14 days, so like 2 weeks, he did the formula.
Okay, so around August 16th is when he might have ended it.
Yes.
And then he was fed formula in the hospital. Did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking it? Any green vomit, bloody stool, constipation?
Yes, his stomach and his pain, and then he would vomit green stuff. He had blood in his stool, and then he had like breathing issues. So they had to give him extra oxygen.
Wow. And do you have a copy of those medical records, or you said it's at the hospital?
Yeah, I'll have to find them, but yeah, I'll be able to get them.
And then what treatments did he have for the NEC?
Say it again.
The treatments or.
They stopped the feedings. They gave him what is it, gentamicin. He did the nutrients therapy, and then like I said, they had given him extra oxygen.
Okay. Did he have a laparotomy?
Yes, ma'am.
A laparotomy. And when was the last time he was treated for any NEC related issues?
The last time that I have, one second. Okay, the last time he was treated was October 24th, 2019.
And then do you remember his, the doctor's name, the physician?
Yes, Dr. Anna, A-N-A, Rogue, Rogue.
Rogue, I see Roque.
Yeah, okay, hold on one second. Let me make sure. The way it's written on here, hold on. It's probably because it's been so long. Okay, yes, Anaroque. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
And does this person live with you?
No, ma'am. But she
Okay.
is it for.
Okay. And what was the phone number?
469-503-1187.
And your relationship to this person?
My sister.
Sister. And can I get her first and last name?
Yes, first name is Felice, PHILICE. The last name Boyce, BOYCE.
And then can I get her home address?
It is 7608 Fossil Creek Trail, McKinney, Texas.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay. 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 Alrighty, I am done.
Okay, and then I just sent you a text as well from my direct line with my information as well as the attorney's. So now they're going to give you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And then that's about all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything or you had any questions, you can give me a call or a text.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I did have one question.
Yes.
But how long is this process? Or typically, if you could estimate.
That I'm not sure. It really depends. That could be a question you could ask the attorneys. I just know they should reach out to you within at least 48 hours, and then you can ask them that.
Okay.
Right. Did you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, then thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well. And then I sent you a text so you have my number, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.